stage in the season. Well, it's still early, but it's a critical point stage. You know, last week was a big, you know, test for us, you know. So a lot of teams, you know, it's a big difference from being 3-1 and 2-2. I think we took a nice step in the right direction last week. And I think, you know, going forward, leading up until, you know, you get to that bye week, every game is, you know, viable, you know, so you can set yourself up late in the season.
Well, you set a pivotal point, and that's something I've heard a lot this week, not to discredit any of the teams that you faced at this point, but your next three heading into a really tough part of the schedule with three really tough or hot quarterbacks at this point.
Right. You know, the more and more you win, the more challenging it is, you know, week by week. You know, the tighter the game plan gets, you know, the more, you know, one mistake will cost you. And, you know, going up against any great quarterback in this league, you know, they can make you pay any and every play. And, you know, this week, you know, just happened to be Tony Romo and the Cowboys. And I think they're off to a great start this year. And, you know, they're clicking on all cylinders. You know, they got playmakers all over the field. And just, you know, for us as a defense, it'll be a big task for us.
You know, for you guys as players, do you feel the rivalry, the whole Texas thing, Dallas versus Houston, like maybe the fans do, or we the media maybe build it up to be?
You feel it a little bit. You know, it's an in-state rivalry. You know, it's not like your college where you get to play them every year. You know, it's in the league, it's kind of, you know, every 3 to 4 years, you know, with the schedule rotation and things like that. But I think it's still something big to be said about a state rivalry, because, you know, in the state of Texas, football is such a big thing. And, you know, anytime you're going out and playing anything, you want to go out and give your best effort and get the W. So I think with all those things being considered, it'd be, you know, a big game.
You know, last week after this particular game, most of the offensive guys really credited the defense for picking up the offense. Is that really something that really brings a team together and maybe can take you guys to the next level, is being able to pick the other guy up when someone isn't maybe up to par?
Without a doubt. You know, it's always about positive energy on the sideline, you know, in the locker room, at halftime, pregame. You know, anytime, you know, throughout the game, there's going to be mistakes made, whether it's offense, defense, or special teams. But you don't want to go out, point fingers, or blame someone else. You know, it's all about what you can do the next play. How can I go out and help my team throughout the ball game? And I think, you know, through the first quarter of the season, we've been displaying, you know, great excellence of that, you know, across the board, whether it's the offense, you know, picking us up when we need a play to be made, or special teams going down and fielding the ball inside the 10-yard line and pinning the offense back, things like that. So I think we've been playing great complementary football all around.
Well, complimentary football, being a good teammate, those are all Coach Bill O'Brien kind of buzzwords. And we've talked so much in training camp at the beginning of the season about kind of his influence and buying into that system. Are you guys starting to see the fruits of that labor now that you're almost five games in?
Oh, without a doubt. You know, myself being a veteran player, been around this league for a long time, I've seen all the things that he talked about, you know, coming in here. You know, I've seen that success model before. I've seen it work for other guys. And I think, you know, him coming here and putting that mold around us as a team, and I think it's paying off for us right now, because, you know, in football, it takes a great team to win. Take guys to, you know, back one another out there on the game field and to compliment one another throughout the course of a game, you know, whether it's offense, defense, or a special team. And I think once you have all those things, you know, fitting together on the team, and you add in some good players and good coaching, I think the sky's the limit.
Well, as you're getting ready for the Cowboys, you had a baby yesterday. Just kind of little Danae, a little girl. I know your first girl, two boys previous to that, but just talk about, A, how special that was, and B, doing it in a game week in the middle of football season.
Oh, yeah. It kind of came by surprise, you know, Monday coming in, you know, with the schedule, reviewing the game, and got a phone call from my wife once I left the stadium. She pretty much told me that she was being checked in, that we was going to have the baby on Monday, which was a week and a half earlier. So, you know, for me, I was really ecstatic just to have a chance to be there and not be on the road traveling or in a game situation. And just, you know, to have my first baby girl, you know, it means a lot for me and my family. So I was just blessed.
Well, congratulations.
Thanks.